What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther. It is a beautiful day here in Texas. I just want to start by saying thank you to everybody who has been here for the show, who has shared the show, who listens. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. Also, if you haven't heard, we are hosting our first live event. It is going to be a virtual live event, so we have to limit it to 100 people. But we have 14 amazing, powerful speakers lined up already. Four more are going to be announced soon. Go check it out, mpwrmntofxevents.com, for all the juicy details, the speaker lineup, the schedule, tickets, everything is all available there. Guys, thank you to each and every one of you who have been here along this journey. I want to jump in today and talk to you because I was listening to a new Tony Robbins audiobook this morning, and he really dove into this concept of must have and want. And I want you to think about this for a second, because there are a lot of things that we want. There's a lot of things that we dream for. You know, we want to hit the lottery, have $1 million, get that financial windfall, have a bigger house, have a nicer car, whatever that want may be, that dream that we have may be, it's just that, right? He shared that. Go listen to the audiobook for the full snippet. We're not going to dive too much into what he said, but I want to talk to you about what I picked up. And then he got into the must-haves, right? And he referred to the must-haves as the driving force behind of a lot of what we do and why we do it. That is the dream becomes a must-have. Like, okay, I have a dream that I want to have. I want to drive a Lexus. I have a dream that I want to drive a Lexus. What do I do to turn that dream to a must-have? When does that become, I must have a Lexus? Right? There's a different level of ownership in there. And again, go get the book because it's a live event recording, but it's on Audible. But then he broke it down further between must and have and how important the must is. The must is pretty much the why, the driver, the ultimate behind it all. And then he started talking about the have, but this is where we're going to catch up right now and dive in, because we all face a lot of adversity in our life. We all have a struggle. We all have a story. We all have things that we've battled against, whether it's addictions to chemical or otherwise, relationship issues, business issues, health issues. Guys, there's issues everywhere in the world, right? Nobody is exempt from issues. Even the most quote-unquote perfect man in the world, Jesus, had his issues that he had to deal with. Not everybody liked him. Not everybody loved him. People persecuted him and hung him on a cross. And he was as close to perfect as we can get. But we all have adversities that we face in our life, in our relationships and everything. And that's where I want to pick up this conversation, because he started breaking down that must have want. And what I processed during it all was, what about the have to's, right? We know we want to better our health. We know we want to have a nicer house or drive a better car or whatever it may be. But what about when it becomes a have to? What about when something steps in your face that's so big that you don't know how to handle it? You don't know how to process it. It just leaves you stunned because it's that fucking big and it's in your way. That's when it becomes a have to. You know, we talk about health. Listen, guys, I'm not no saint when it comes to my health. I love food. I have some struggles when it comes to food where I overindulge or just eat till, like, clear my plate, right? It's a mentality we all had. I'm going to go on a soapbox here real quick. It's a mentality we had from our generation growing up, was that we had to clear our plate, that there are kids that are starving in Africa who don't have food. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard it at this point. But for me, Like, dinner consisted, when I was at my dad's, he loved Hamburger Helper. He would make, like, 3 boxes of Hamburger Helper, give me a big heaping bowl, a Speedway, like, extra, extra large cup, like, we're talking 44 ounces, y'all, full of milk, and it was a sit down and eat it until your plate is cleared kind of situation. So we developed this mentality where, okay, we got to eat to clear our plates, and I've slowly been picking that ideology apart, and I definitely haven't imparted it on my kids. We definitely broke that cycle real quick because I learned how dangerous that whole concept is. But getting back to this health issue, I want to take care of my health. I want to get my health better. I want to make more money. I want to have a nice house. I want to have a nice car, blah, 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 blah. What about when it becomes a have to? What about when I have to change my health? What about when I have to change my financial status? Like, what the hell happened that I now no longer have a choice? For our health, it's easy. We could have a heart attack, a stroke, aneurysms, Crohn's disease, IBS, whatever you may. There's a million health conditions that are revolved around what we put into our body. You know the old saying, crap in, crap out, right? There's a million things that can take our lives, our health life, and totally take away the decision between want to and have to. And the same holds true in our relationships. There's a million things that could happen that take our relationship from I want to have a better relationship to I have no obligation but to have a better relationship. And same applies for our business and every other aspect of life. Listen, adversity is real. Adversity happens to shine a light on something that's going on in our lives. To bring awareness to a situation or a problem that we're facing. Guys, I can't stress this enough. And I love everybody who's listening to the show, past, present, and future. But what can we do? What steps can we take to avoid experiencing having our decision-making ability taken away and life going from a must to a have to? What can we do to avoid those headaches, those hiccups, the proverbial slap in the face, if you will? Guys, I wish the best for everybody in this community, everybody who I connect with, everybody who listens to this show. And like I said, we all are going to face adversity in our journey. But there are steps you can take to mitigate some of that adversity. So do life on your terms. And don't live it in a panic. Don't let have to take over.